Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving apprenticed education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
All right, and happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope you all had a great weekend. Weather is finally starting to warm up and spring is in the air. I hear the birds chirping outside my window and I am just smiling from ear to ear. I'm really, really excited for the weeks to come. And I will tell you, I am definitely excited about today's show because it's a big one. We are going to talk about connecting to your genius vision for joyful parenting. And today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking to three amazing women that are here to share their passion in the work they do in supporting parents and kids. Teresa McGuire, Amanda Johnson, and Anne Maxwell have discovered the most creative methods of parenting that inspire independent, confident, and secure kids. They are the real deal, and I am so humbled to be among such an inspiring group of visionary leaders. So let's get right to the first guest today, the creator of the Genius Parent Telesummit, in which each of my guests, including myself, will be a part of. The Genius Parent Summit begins a week from today on April 15th and runs through April 26th. And you could go right now to www.thegeniusparent.com to sign up so that you can receive access to 21 different interviews in just about any and every area that you can imagine when it comes to parenting and kids. Plus, there are free gifts each day of the summit. How cool is that? And an amazing bonus interview with Tara Kennedy Klein when you sign up. So the woman that made all this possible, the endearing host and creator of the summit, Teresa McGuire, is a mom, a facilitator of Access Consciousness, a limiting beliefs coach, and she works with women and men too to empower them to know that they are the present in their lives. Through her company, Empowered to Be You, Why Be Anything Less, she offers individual coaching sessions, group classes, and hosts the Be In Your Genius Telesummits. Her next summit, the Genius Parent Summit, is from April 15th, next week, through the 26th. Teresa is on a mission for everyone to know that they are the most valuable asset in their life, that they have talents and gifts far beyond anything they can comprehend, and that when they truly are present, they can have ease and joy and anything else they desire to create in their lives. Wow, Teresa, thank you so much for being here.
Wow, Julie, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I am so excited to be here and to share with all of your guests this vision and this summit. It's just, for me, it's the most fun thing I've been doing in a while, so I'm really excited to share it.
Oh, you know what, Teresa, I can tell how much fun you're having with this. I feel every time I speak with you, whether it's on the phone or through email, I could feel your passion. And I know you put so much work into creating this summit, and it's coming from your heart. It's really all about supporting as many parents and kids in the world as possible. And I want to thank you so much for that, because it's, in my mind, it's one of the most important things that we can do for the world.
Well, you know, I have a talent, and it is to connect people. And so That is the gift that I can bring to everybody. I have found some amazing speakers with amazing techniques and strategies and tools that are really making a difference in parents' lives. And for me, that's what was important. I wanted to be able to connect those people and their tools, their strategies, with people that were looking for them, people that were struggling with parenting, or were just, you know, maybe not necessarily struggling, but just were looking for a different perspective or a different way to do things that would make their life just a little bit easier.
Yeah. I agree with that, because there are so many parents out there that are searching and looking, and I feel like they're bumping up against things. And here you are having this genius vision of bringing it all together and putting it in one place for people to access and to share with one another. And I just think that is genius.
You know, Julie, I have to share with you, the summit is called Genius Parent Summit. And if you take the first letter of each word, it spells GPS. And, you know, people ask me, well, why did you go with genius? Because, you know, in our society, genius means, you know, that top 99% that's just brilliant, right? But my definition of genius is so different. I believe every person is genius when they connect with their inner knowing. And that's what this whole entire series is about. It's about letting people connect with their inner genius and their inner knowing. You know, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves for the answers, when if we would just question or look inside, all of our answers are there. And so what's really cool about the entire summit is that all of the guests come from a consciousness background, where they're presenting a different perspective, a different way of looking at things that can really make a difference. And all of it comes back to, you know, the parent becoming more connected to their inner knowing and their inner genius when they're parenting their kids.
All right, it's 12 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a little break right now. Hopefully we can clear that echoing up. And we'll be back in just a little bit with more of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on Transformation Talk Radio.
Has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Huh.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Everyone, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with three guests of the upcoming Genius Parent Telesummit, which begins next week on April 15th and runs through April 26th. You can go to www.thegeniusparent.com, thegeniusparent.com right now, and sign up to receive tons of valuable information from the 21 of this summit. And she, I mean, 21 people that she has brought together in this one event, and they're going to be providing such valuable information. So I really suggest that everyone go check out the website, sign up. You're going to find something in there for you, no matter what your topic of parenting is. A lot of things that you could share with your brothers, sisters, family members, because there are just so many topics that Teresa put together. But before we get into the guests and the topics that are going to be part of the summit, I just want to take a step back and have Teresa talk a little bit more about genius parenting, because what you said, Teresa, resonated with me so much, and this is so much of the work that I do with parents of teens and young adults, and it's about guiding them to find their own inner wisdom and what works best for them.
Yeah. So,
go ahead, Teresa.
I found an article that I read written by a gentleman named Thomas Armstrong, and he talks about awakening genius, and he talks about it from a different perspective than what we know genius to mean in the mainstream. You know, genius we think of as that brilliant mind, that person that just is beyond anybody else. And my definition of genius lines up a lot more towards what Thomas Armstrong talks about, that every single one of us has genius inside of us. And he's identified 12 basic qualities. And some of those are curiosity, playfulness, imagination, you know. And as a child, we have all of those. We have that wonder, and we're inventive, and we, you know, the humor and the joy. But somewhere along the way, you know, we start to lose that interconnection. And so this is all about giving us tools to really connect back to those things that can actually work, our natural abilities to connect to our genius. And if we as adults and parents can, you know, tap into that, we can teach our children how to be that even into adulthood so they never lose those natural abilities that are really what make life so much more peaceful and easy and, you know, where we can conquer mountains. So for me, I believe everyone is genius.
I love it. I love how you explain that, and I totally agree. Everybody has their own inner wisdom, their own GPS, you know, to follow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you're bringing that to everybody to recognize in 21 different speakers, experts, or, you know, I'm not so keen on the word expert because, again, everyone is their own genius, but the visionary speakers are bringing such relevant information to parents that they might not hear in other forums and other mediums. So can you tell us about some of these guests and the topics that they'll be sharing?
Yes, I would love to. And, you know, before I do that, I just wanted to mention that you don't have to be a parent to listen to this. You can, you know, have nieces and nephews. You could be a coach. You could work with kids in any capacity because the topics, they cover such a wide range from how we use different words to empower or to change behavior, how to do conflict resolution without all the shame, the blame, the guilt, how to develop that self-confidence in our children so that they don't end up having the bullying or making the choices that as parents we hope our teens will never make. Things such as, you know, how to deal with children when they're facing anxiety or frustrations or having some type of a loss in their life. We have all kinds of different speakers from, I'll just name a few. We have Dr. Robert Peace, who is going to be talking about how knowing the numbers of your child, numerology, can actually eliminate stress and conflict in the house because you have a better idea of the natural way that your children are. To Carrie Zane, who's going to be talking about how single moms can handle all of the responsibility with ease, being that genius juggler. To Stephanie Merchant, who is the nutrition mom, who she's going to talk about how you can stop the dinner time dread and how you can make the kitchen the heart of your home and how meals are so much more than just food. And, you know, it just goes on and on. There's just so many incredible topics. And, you know, we have 21 interviews, plus Tara Klein Kennedy, and my interview with her was just amazing. And you get
that.
Oh,
she's awesome.
Yeah. You get that just for signing up. You get that to keep it. It's yours to download the MP3 and listen to over and over again. And so it's going to be an incredible, incredible group with it is an incredible group with incredible strategies and lots and lots of golden nuggets. And there are some of the speakers also where you will get to call in and ask questions and interact with them as well. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. And where can everybody go to sign up right now?
To thegeniusparent.com.
Thegeniusparent.com. Perfect. I absolutely love it. And, you know, from my perspective, there are so many different things that a parent or, you know, just an adult may need for themselves in order to reach a different level of understanding and bring a different level of support. Because what I found in my decade and almost a decade and a half of working with parents is they become so frustrated with the many different things that are going on within themselves and with their kids, and they go everywhere tearing up the earth to find something that works. And they're just banging up against the wall. And you're presenting everything to them in this two-week event. And it's right here. They don't have to go searching because they can listen to each expert and find what resonates with them on an array of topics. And I just think it's genius that she put it together in this way. And it's just such a valuable, valuable thing for parents and kids and teachers to really tap into all of this information.
Well, thank you. You know, I keep coming back to the quote from Wayne Dyer that when you change the way you look at things, the way things look change. And I think that, you know, what we're doing here with the summit is to just present some different perspectives of how you can actually parent with a lot more ease and a lot more harmony. As parents, we're all after the same things for our kids. We want them to be safe, healthy, grow up to be empowered, you know, to live the life they desire to live. And so, sometimes we just get so caught up in what we have to do and how to do it and to do it by the book. And this summit is presenting a different perspective. It's how you can actually tap into your own knowing about what works with your family and how you can actually be the genius in yours and your kids' life.
Oh, I love it. And I think you do have each day of the summit, you have a free gift
Actually, the way that it works is each day at the summit, there are two guests, except for on Wednesday, I actually have three guests the very first week, and each of the guests is giving a free gift. So every morning when the summit attendees get their email, they'll get all of their call-in information and their free gift from the speakers for that particular day. So they'll get in their mailbox, it'll be like having Christmas every single day for 2 weeks.
You know, and I know you, Teresa, you and the guests. I'm familiar with a lot of the guests that you have presenting, and they give a ton of value on these calls. It's not just, you know, this conversation where they're just talking about things. They're giving tools and processes and steps and golden nuggets throughout the hour that you're talking to them.
That is correct. And the golden nuggets are wow. they are really wow. And, you know, I have a 14-year-old, and I have, you know, what really drew me to all of this is that I saw people really struggling, and I thought, wow, parenting has been kind of easy for me because I had some of these wonderful tools. And so even me just in all the information that I know is going to be presented and just speaking with the speakers, I have already added to my arsenal of tools and, you know, started to shift some of the things I do with my son and the way that I look at parenting. So, you know, even if we think we've got it all right, there's always something more to learn and always more to connect to. And the other piece of this, Julie, that is really cool is some of my guests actually are speaking to the parent, not so much about what they can do to change the relationship with their children, but how they can change the relationship with themselves and the way that they think about parenting and the way that they parent, time for themselves, self-care, self-reflection,
right,
that actually then translates over into the way that they parent.
Right. Because it's always an inner game. And, you know, I just love that. And, you know, for me, it's that thing where you can hear one thing and it's that aha moment and it changes everything in your life. And I know that's happened for me over and over again. And we're always growing and expanding beings. That's who we are at our core. So you may think, you know, hey, I know this kind of stuff, but it's not about that. It's just adding more knowledge and more perspective and expanding your awareness to what you already may know in your life. And that's what's so beautiful about this. It's time to take another break, but when we come back, I am going to talk to Amanda Johnson. She is, I believe, one of the first speakers on the summit next Monday, April 15th. So stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back.
impossible, will they forget? This world keeps spinning and with each...
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lots of things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with three amazing guests of the upcoming Genius Parent Summit, which begins next week on April 15th and runs through April 26th. You can go to www.thegeniusparent.com right now and sign up to receive tons of valuable information from over 21 visionary speakers in this field of parenting and education. And we encourage you to pass this information on to any of the parents that you know, whether it's your neighbor, your daughter, your son, because this is going to be an epic event, and we're providing some of the most leading edge information, all to support the people we love, the kids, right? So I have here Miss Amanda Johnson, and she's got a pretty cool story as well. Listen to this. As a transformational message coach, Amanda Johnson helps struggling speakers authors, coaches, and now parents change their lives and the world with their powerful messaging. After years of helping others develop messages as a student, teacher, and writing coach, Amanda uncovered her own. And that decision to share it with the world launched her on a journey of transformation that quickly made her disconnected life unrecognizable. Today, she helps others to do the same, clarify, develop, brand, write, and monetize messages while transforming true to their intention. I just love that. With her message now captured in the book, Upside Down Mommy, Amanda is sharing the parenting approach that healed her life. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here.
Yeah, I know there's so much to your story, and we don't have a ton of time today for you to share all of your brilliance, which is the reason I really encourage everyone to go sign up for the Genius Parent Telesummit so they can hear your story and each of the speakers as they really go deep into the work they do. But Amanda, let's start with talking about your parenting philosophy. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of fun. The parenting philosophy was really developed over about a two-week period. I had my son was about 2 years old, and we were shopping. I think it was, I forget what store it was in, but I found this thing called a butterfly bungalow, and they said that we could send away and get caterpillar larvae, you know, and watch these larvae grow and become butterflies. I thought, wow, that's really amazing. I want to do that with my son. So I picked it up, and it was a stretch back then. You know, the finances were crazy. But I just knew there was going to be something special about this. So I spent, we sent away for it and received it in the mail, and we spent 2 weeks watching this beautiful process happen. Wow. And something happened to me while I was watching this. I started to realize that it was a metaphor for how I was approaching my son. Because when my son got here, it was extremely limited. I had so much emotional pain that I didn't know how to express that I actually was crippling my body with anger and depression. And so my son's first 2 years were all about how do I keep him from becoming limited like myself. Well, my experience all in the past had been around messages. I knew the power of our words. And so, you know, as an educator, as a writing coach, as a student studying some of the best classical works in history, I knew the power of a message. And so I was very, very careful about what I was speaking to him. And so I watched this beautiful process with the butterflies, and I started to realize that my understanding of him was the same as this butterfly process. These magic eggs, he called them when we got here, these magic eggs had everything that they needed to become these beautiful butterflies. And it was really hard for him to believe that in his little two-year-old mind until he saw it happen.
Wow.
And I thought, that is really my come-from space with the parenting, because I had never witnessed anyone have their magic egg, so to speak, their innate value, their innate genius, in Teresa's words, be so loved and so appreciated and so valued that it could just naturally become what it was meant to be. Instead, I had seen people throw harsh words on those genius parts of the child, you know, when they've got all that amazing energy they don't know what to do with, and it's like, shut up and sit down, you know? And,
yeah.
I mean, those horrible things that you hear when you're walking through stores, right? Mm-hmm. And so I realized that that had been my approach with him. So my philosophy of parenting is really built around the seven phases of the butterfly, you know, the magic egg. They have everything that they need inside of them. The next phase that I call the caterpillar craze is really about how they are our mirrors, and how they help us to see those parts of ourselves that we've forgotten. All that energy, I was the depressed mom on the couch. He was driving me crazy with all that energy, but I knew that it was because I was just jealous. I just wished that I had as much energy as he had, you know?
Wow.
And so yeah, that's the philosophy, is the seven steps over this butterfly process that I witnessed. It was really, really beautiful. And it's really easy for parents to find where they are in that process because of that metaphor.
Wow, Amanda, I just have the chills because, I mean, for a few reasons, that's just so, so powerful. And I know one of my spiritual teachers that I work with always refers to our progress. He said, remember to look at the transformation of the caterpillar into the butterfly. And, you know, that's the transformation that you're taking. And you're telling me the story and I'm getting chills. And I know how powerful this message is. And it probably is for so many parents, so many moms out there, because they could probably identify with that pain, the depression and that struggle. And, well, how do I not take this out on my kid? I don't want to feel frustrated. So, I mean, that's just so amazing that you were able to put this together in a seven-step process that the parents can really follow. So is this what shifted you to create this process that you're telling us about to create more ease in your parenting style? What can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the caterpillars, they don't struggle. You know, the third phase is upside down and they just go upside down. They don't freak out about it.
Right.
They don't, you know, they just go with their natural process. They always know the next thing to do. Eat, go upside down, create the cocoon. Like, it's this natural thing. And for me, nothing was natural back then. Everything was really, really hard. And I realized that that's not how we get here. You know, when that's not how we are when we come here. When we're here, it's all easy. Kids, you know, life is easy and full of wonder and adventure. And, like, where do we lose that? And my breaking point, actually, what shifted me into being really intentional about this was the day that I realized that it was going to take more than my words. Because he had done some really amazing things by the time he was two. He'd separated his worth from his behavior. You know, he knew, he could understand that those things were choices and weren't necessarily a reflection of him. And so that was really, like, these messages had done some really amazing things with him, and yet there was this day where I was one of those crazy moms that now drive me crazy in the stores. You know, and he was tantruming, needed a nap, you know, and I was stressed out because I couldn't afford the things that I needed to get that day. And he asked me for one more thing, the sweet little dog, you know, by the cash register. And I said no, and I tried all of my messages, you know, I used them all. And he was just escalating, and so was I, because he was triggering all my stuff, all of my shame about finances, all of my anger that I couldn't change my situation, all of, you know, everything.
Right.
In public. And I lost it. I dragged him out of the store and threw him in the car, and I hit him. And it wasn't until he looked at me, like I caught eye contact with him, and he looked at me like he didn't recognize me, that I knew that something had to change. The words were not enough. And so my journey with him has been really getting on the floor with him in every sense of the word and saying,
wow,
teach me. As much as I can teach you, I need you to teach me how to live without limits. And so we've been on this healing journey together. He just turned 10 this weekend, 10 years.
Wow, Amanda, I have, like, tears in my eyes. Thank you so much for sharing that and being so vulnerable and open. And I know that there are so many women that are probably listening to this that can resonate with what you just shared in some way. And I just know that they're going to find so much value in what you're going to present on the Genius Parent Summit. And thank you so much for being here and offering your wisdom and what you've learned. And I know Amanda is going to be one of the first presenters next Monday on the 15th. So Amanda, can you share your website with everyone so they know where to find you?
Yeah, it's the name of the company is True to Intention, so it's www.truetointention.com.
TrueToIntention.com. Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Amanda. And everyone, please go to TheGeniusParent.com, TheGeniusParent.com, and you will be able to sign up to to receive all of the amazing speakers that are coming up from next week, the 15th through the 26th. There's 10 days of 21 brilliant interviews, priceless information, and what you just heard from Amanda is just the tip of the iceberg. She's just such a beautiful person that has so much to share because she truly wants to help all the moms out there in their journey. So thank you so much, Amanda. When we come back, we're going to hear from Ann Maxwell, everybody. So stay tuned.
They forgot this world keeps spinning and with each new day.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Welcome back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kay, your host of Teaching from the Heart, and I'm having the most heartfelt discussion with the speakers of Teresa McGuire's upcoming Genius Parent Telesummit happening next Monday, April 15th through the 26th. But you have to sign up in order to get access to these amazing speakers and their wealth of knowledge. And one of these speakers is Ann Maxwell, and you might remember Anne from being on my show previously. Anne is a child and play and family therapist and an access consciousness facilitator. She's known as the play lady by many of the children with whom she works and as the kid whisperer by some of her colleagues. She was traditionally trained as a child and play and family therapist and has over 20 years of experience working with kids of all ages and with kids. All kinds of adults and families. She's been trained by some of the very best in her field and has worked in a variety of settings. Knowing that there was way more to children than her trainings led her to believe, she discovered access consciousness that gave her the tools and processes to use to empower her clients to know that they know and have whatever change they would like to have in their life experience. So, Anne, welcome to the show. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me back, Julie. And I'm so excited about this telesummit and the story that Amanda just shared was just awesome. And right. And Amanda's, what would it be like to have a whole generation of moms and kids like Amanda's and her son, right?
Oh,
just thriving and contributing to each other and giving each other permission to be who they are,
mm-hmm.
and really getting it. It was just amazing. So
I mean, she wowed me. I was crying during the commercial break, and she just brought such tears of joy to my face. And you know, you are also amazing, and you're kicking off the summit with Amanda on the first day. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you discovered in working with parents and children? What do they need?
You know, I'd like to just tell a story, if that's okay. Excuse me, that personifies what we were sort of what I do. So a mom called me. I'm a play and a family therapist, and a mom called me one day and said, can you help me? My son is having nightmares. He's really angry. And then she paused and she said, and I'm just coming out of having cancer for 3 years. And he came up to me the other day and he started crying and he said, Mommy, I'm sorry I gave you cancer.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. Come on in. So I met with her and her husband. They are awesome people, just an amazing couple. And here's the story. One night when he was 4 and a half, he had a nightmare. And so he got out of his bed and he went into his parents' room. And just as he reached over to touch his mom, she started to have a seizure. And so he started screaming because he'd never seen her do anything like that before.
Wow.
Right. And his dad is a really sound sleeper. So dad woke up. Mom was completely out of it. They called 911. She went to the ER. And they did all the scans, and it turned out that she had a brain tumor, which, as it turned out, was malignant. So she went through chemo and radiation, and they were just coming out the other end. And obviously, that was an experience that really shifted a lot in their family. And the way she described it was actually what they had been doing, which is we've been living with cancer for the last 3 years. And so we talked a lot about that, and I asked her a lot of questions about all of that and shifted a lot of things. And then I met this little guy and the first meeting that I had with him, I said to him, is there anything, if you could get anything out of the session, what would it be? And he kind of looked at me and I said, well, can you tell me how you got here? And he said, well, my mom told me to come. And I said, well, is there anything going on in your life right now? And he said, yeah, I get really mad sometimes. And I said, yeah, and we talked about a lot of stuff. And I said, how do you sleep? And he said, I sleep pretty good. And no, he said, I have nightmares. And I said, did anything ever happen to you at night? And he goes, no. And I said, you know, your mom told me. And he goes, oh, that. And I said, I asked him if he could tell me about it. So he told me bits and pieces about it, and I looked at him just like Amanda was talking about what kids know. I looked at him and I asked him this question. I said, what if you knew exactly, what if you know things that nobody else knows? And what if you knew exactly the right nightmare to have and exactly the right time to have it so that when you got out of your bed and you went into your mom's room and you reached over to touch her shoulder to wake her up, it would be at the exact time that she started to have that
picture. Oh, My God.
Right? And I said, and what if, what could have happened if you hadn't been in there? And he looked, I mean, he was just, his eyes were, he's beautiful blue eyes with long eyelashes, and they almost popped out of his head. And I said, what if you actually saved your mom's life, right? Is your dad a really sound sleeper? And he said, yes. And he looked at me, and you could just see, like, all this guilt and all this shame.
Wow.
And all this worry, this anger at himself, all this stuff that he'd been holding inside that was leaking out at school and leaking out at home. It just, you could literally watch it just roll off of him. And he literally floated out of the therapy room. And they came back a week later, and the mom asked me if she could talk to me first. And I said, yeah. And we went into the room, and she said, I got to tell you, last night we were at a baseball game because he and his brother are both baseball on Little League teams, and it was his brother's team that was playing, and she said he came over to me and he said, Mom, Miss Ann says I know things that nobody else knows.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really cool. And she said, yeah, and do you? And he goes, yep.
You know, I just, as you were telling me that, I got the chills all over again. I mean, just
right?
By shifting, asking that question and shifting, it shifted everything in
that
little boy's world.
Right.
So.
And her brain tumor disappeared, which the doctor said was unheard of.
Wow.
I mean, there's such potency and such magic in reconnecting people with what the purpose of this telesummit is, which is your genius, like knowing what you know, like what Teresa was
right.
talking about, what Amanda was talking about, and what I do, it's about connecting people and giving them permission to know what they know, even if it flies right. in the face of everything they've been told.
So you're presenting next week on Monday to kick it off. And also, can you give everybody your website? We got like 2 minutes left, and I want to just take it back to Teresa for 1 minute to tie everything up. So what's your website, Ann?
www.childfamilyplaytherapy.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Ann, and I look forward to your interview on the Genius Parent Summit.
Thanks.
And Teresa, can you just give us one last message to leave everybody with?
Yeah, well, now you know why my job is so fun. And every time that we get these golden nuggets and we can shift the way that we see the world around us and the way we see our kids, and we can shift the way our kids see the world, we are truly making a difference in the future, because our kids are our future, and we truly do influence the way that they see the world around them. So Amanda and Ann are just beautiful illustrations of what my guests on this show have to share and the tools. I mean, we only talked for a few minutes. Imagine what you would get from listening to 21 hours of this kind of incredible genius strategies and tools for dealing with children differently.
I love
it. Just imagine what our world could be like.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. I can't wait. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of this with all of you. And you're just truly incredible visionaries and heartfelt women. So thank you, each of you, for being here today. And everyone, please go to thegeniusparent.com to sign up for this epic event. Share it with everyone you know, because, I mean, this is only the tip of the iceberg, what you heard here today. And let us know with your comments and feedback on the Facebook page. Teresa, what's the Facebook page?
Be in Your Genius, I believe. But you can get to it from the website as well.
Awesome.
Be in Your Genius.
All right, everyone. Well, have a great week, and I hope you all join us on the summit starting next week. Bye for now.
Been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.